Prvá časť testu – počúvanie. Táto časť testu sa skladá z troch nahrávok. Každú z nich budete počuť dvakrát. Počas počúvania odpovedajte na otázky prislúchajúce k jednotlivým nahrávkam. Sledujte inštrukcie a piktogramy, aby ste vedeli, na ktorý odpoveďový hárok máte vyznačovať svoje odpovede. Teraz si pripravte odpoveďový hárok označený piktogramom krížik. Prvá nahrávka. Vypočujete si rozprávanie o osobnom a profesionálnom živote amerického módneho návrhára Isaaca Mizrahi. Na základe vypočutého vyberte správnu odpoveď. Vždy je správna iba jedna z ponúkaných možností. Svoje odpovede vyznačte na odpoveďovom hárku označenom piktogramom krížik. Teraz máte 2 minúty na prečítanie úloh 1 až 7. Teraz si vypočujte ukážku.
Isaac Mizrahi is considered to be one of the best-known American fashion designers. Mizrahi was born in Brooklyn and raised in New Jersey, in a Jewish family. He was excited about fashion from a very young age, and he developed this interest naturally. His father, Zeke, manufactured children's clothes, and his well-dressed mother, Sarah, often took her youngest child shopping with her in New York's finer shops. At the age of 8, Mizrahi moved with his family back to Brooklyn. 2 years later, after his father bought him a sewing machine, Mizrahi began making clothes for puppets used by children at neighborhood birthday parties. At the age of 13, he was capable of making clothes for humans, including himself, his mother, and his mother's friend, Sarah Haddad. Mizrahi's parents wanted him to get a religious education, so the first school Mizrahi attended was a private Jewish school. The school was very conservative for him, so Mizrahi left the school to find an opportunity much closer to his heart. His parents enrolled him at New York's High School for the Performing Arts. There he studied drama, music, and dance, and developed the confidence to express himself. Mizrahi soon realized that while he loved the performing arts, his true passion was for fashion design. He began taking evening classes at the highly respected Parsons School of Design. He later studied full-time at Parsons, immediately attracting attention for his advanced design skills. After his first year there, Mizrahi started a part-time job with the well-known designer Perry Ellis and worked full-time for Ellis after graduating. Mizrahi worked long hours for Ellis, learning all he could about every aspect of the fashion industry. Though at the time he thought that Ellis asked too much of him, Mizrahi later realized that he should be grateful to his mentor for a great deal. He was a poet, a real artist. "I know I took so much and he gave everything," he commented on Perry Ellis some time ago. In 1987, he started his own business with the financial support of Sara Haddad-Cheney, the family friend who had been supporting Mizrahi's earliest design efforts. He started slowly, creating his clothes in a rented room in Soho, a neighbourhood in New York, and delivering his designs from the back seat of Cheney's car. These early designs attracted the notice of many in the industry, and Mizrahi gained the backing of investors. He gave his first major show in the spring of 1988. Those who attended soon realized that they discovered a major new talent. His show was highly appreciated for its fresh approach, combining glamour and elegance with simplicity. He mixed unusual colours and made use of patterns including tartan, not generally associated with high fashion. Tartans originated in woven wool, but later they were made in many other materials. Their patterns consist of crisscrossed horizontal and vertical bands in multiple colours. Mizrahi became an overnight sensation, winning the Best Newcomer Award in 1988 and the 1989 Award for Best Women's Designer from the Council of Fashion Designers of America.
Teraz si vypočujte ukážku ešte raz.
Isaac Mizrahi is considered to be one of the best-known American fashion designers. Mizrahi was born in Brooklyn and raised in New Jersey, in a Jewish family. He was excited about fashion from a very young age, and he developed this interest naturally. His father, Zeke, manufactured children's clothes, and his well-dressed mother, Sarah, often took her youngest child shopping with her in New York's finer shops. At the age of 8, Mizrahi moved with his family back to Brooklyn. 2 years later, after his father bought him a sewing machine, Mizrahi began making clothes for puppets used by children at neighborhood birthday parties. At the age of 13, he was capable of making clothes for humans, including himself, his mother, and his mother's friend, Sara Haddad. Mizrahi's parents wanted him to get a religious education, so the first school Mizrahi attended was a private Jewish school. The school was very conservative for him, so Mizrahi left the school to find an opportunity much closer to his heart. His parents enrolled him at New York's High School for the Performing Arts. There he studied drama, music, and dance, and developed the confidence to express himself. Mizrahi soon realized that while he loved the performing arts, his true passion was for fashion design. He began taking evening classes at the highly respected Parsons School of Design. He later studied full-time at Parsons, immediately attracting attention for his advanced design skills. After his first year there, Mizrahi started a part-time job with the well-known designer Perry Ellis and worked full-time for Ellis after graduating. Mizrahi worked long hours for Ellis, learning all he could about every aspect of the fashion industry. Though at the time he thought that Ellis asked too much of him, Mizrahi later realized that he should be grateful to his mentor for a great deal. "He was a poet, a real artist. I know I took so much and he gave everything," he commented on Perry Ellis some time ago. In 1987, he started his own business with the financial support of Sara Haddad-Cheney, the family friend who had been supporting Mizrahi's earliest design efforts. He started slowly, creating his clothes in a rented room in Soho, a neighborhood in New York, and delivering his designs from the back seat of Cheney's car. These early designs attracted the notice of many in the industry, and Mizrahi gained the backing of investors. He gave his first major show in the spring of 1988. Those who attended soon realized that they discovered a major new talent. His show was highly appreciated for its fresh approach, combining glamour and elegance with simplicity. He mixed unusual colours and made use of patterns including tartan, not generally associated with high fashion. Tartans originated in woven wool, but later they were made in many other materials. Their patterns consist of crisscrossed horizontal and vertical bands in multiple colours. Mizrahi became an overnight sensation, winning the Best Newcomer Award in 1988 and the 1989 Award for Best Women's Designer from the Council of Fashion Designers of America.
Teraz máte ešte jednu minútu na dokončenie práce na úlohách 1 až 7. Druhá nahrávka. Vypočujete si interview s americkou pilotkou Joy Finneganovou. Na základe vypočutého rozhodnite o každom z tvrdení 8 až 13, či je pravdivé A, nepravdivé B, alebo z nahrávky nevyplýva C. Svoje odpovede vyznačte na odpovedovom hárku označenom piktogramom krížik. Teraz máte 2 minúty na prečítanie úloh 8 až 13. Teraz si vypočujte ukážku.
One of my dreams has always been to learn to fly. Joy Finnegan, a family friend, has inspired me with her achievements. She has become successful in aviation, a field often thought to belong to men. Here's an interview with her. What is your profession?
I am a pilot and fly for a new airline. I fly DC-9s. I am a first officer hoping to upgrade to captain within a year.
Where are some of the places your career takes you?
I fly to Los Angeles, Las Vegas, New York, and Washington, D.C. right now, and I'm hoping to expand to other destinations, possibly Chicago and San Francisco.
Are there any advantages or disadvantages of being a female pilot?
When I was a flight instructor, I think I had an advantage, since male students were less afraid to ask a woman questions than if they had a guy instructor. I think they all want to feel wise and knowledgeable when they are with a guy, but when they were with me, they would say stuff like, "Hey, Joy, I don't get this. I don't understand. Tell me again why we are doing this." As for being an airline pilot, I would say the disadvantages are that to achieve as much as a man in this profession, you have to work twice as hard.
Have you ever been discriminated against because you are a woman?
It has happened. I do know that I was denied a job because I am a woman. The president of the company said he didn't want to have a woman in the position I was applying for. But incidents like that have not been frequent for me.
When did you know you wanted to be a pilot?
When I was in the 10th grade, I read a book about flying by Anne Morrow Lindbergh called North to the Orient, about her and her husband Charles Lindbergh flying to Asia to map routes for an airline. It was such an amazing book and such a journey they took that I thought, what a life that would be, to have adventures and fly airplanes and do that kind of thing for a living. I said to my dad, "I think I'd like to learn to fly." He was really supportive and took me to a local airport and signed me up for lessons.
How did you get to be where you are today?
There are two ways you can take to become a professional pilot. One is the military. The other is the civilian route. I went to Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University, a four-year college that combines learning to fly with a degree. Once I graduated, I taught as a flight instructor there for 2 years. I was able to gain a lot of experience. From Embry-Riddle, I got a job as a charter pilot. I gained more experience there at a higher level because I was flying multi-engine aircraft. I even flew jet aircraft. Then I went to the commuter airlines, and now to this new airline.
Do you think all your work has paid off?
I do, because I have a wonderful job where I am able to balance my work and family life. My schedule allows me to do things a lot of working moms can't. Because I have days off during the week, I can volunteer at school and get my kids to their activities, whereas if I had a regular 9-to-5 job, I couldn't.
Teraz si vypočujte ukážku ešte raz.
One of my dreams has always been to learn to fly. Joy Finnegan, a family friend, has inspired me with her achievements. She has become successful in aviation, a field often thought to belong to men. Here's an interview with her. What is your profession?
I am a pilot and fly for a new airline. I fly DC-9s. I am a first officer hoping to upgrade to captain within a year.
Where are some of the places your career takes you?
I fly to Los Angeles, Las Vegas, New York, and Washington, D.C. right now, and I'm hoping to expand to other destinations, possibly Chicago and San Francisco.
Are there any advantages or disadvantages of being a female pilot?
When I was a flight instructor, I think I had an advantage, since male students were less afraid to ask a woman questions than if they had a guy instructor. I think they all want to feel wise and knowledgeable when they are with a guy, but when they were with me, they would say stuff like, "Hey, Joy, I don't get this. I don't understand. Tell me again why we are doing this." As for being an airline pilot, I would say the disadvantages are that to achieve as much as a man in this profession, you have to work twice as hard.
Have you ever been discriminated against because you are a woman?
It has happened. I do know that I was denied a job because I am a woman. The president of the company said he didn't want to have a woman in the position I was applying for. But incidents like that have not been frequent for me.
When did you know you wanted to be a pilot?
When I was in the 10th grade, I read a book about flying by Anne Morrow Lindbergh called North to the Orient, about her and her husband Charles Lindbergh flying to Asia to map routes for an airline. It was such an amazing book and such a journey they took that I thought, what a life that would be to have adventures and fly airplanes and do that kind of thing for a living. I said to my dad, I think I'd like to learn to fly. He was really supportive and took me to a local airport and signed me up for lessons.
How did you get to be where you are today?
There are two ways you can take to become a professional pilot. One is the military, the other is the civilian route. I went to Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University, a four-year college that combines learning to fly with a degree. Once I graduated, I taught as a flight instructor there for 2 years. I was able to gain a lot of experience. From Embry-Riddle, I got a job as a charter pilot. I gained more experience there at a higher level because I was flying multi-engine aircraft. I even flew jet aircraft. Then I went to the commuter airlines and now to this new airline.
Do you think all your work has paid off?
I do, because I have a wonderful job where I am able to balance my work and family life. My schedule allows me to do things a lot of working moms can't. Because I have days off during the week, I can volunteer at school and get my kids to their activities, whereas if I had a regular 9-to-5 job, I couldn't.
Teraz máte ešte jednu minútu na dokončenie práce na úlohách 8 až 13. Teraz si pripravte odpoveďový hárok označený piktogramom pero. Tretia nahrávka. Vypočujete si rozhlasovú reláciu, v ktorej odborník radí, ako stráviť víkend aktívne bez akéhokoľvek stresu. Budete počuť 6 praktických rád. Tieto rady sú zhrnuté vo vetách označených 14 až 20, avšak nie v poradí, v akom ste ich počuli v nahrávke. Na základe vypočutého zoraďte vety do správneho poradia tak, že zapíšete do odpoveďového hárka ku každej z nich príslušné poradové číslo od 1 do 6. Pozor, jedna veta je navyše a obsahuje informáciu, ktorú ste v nahrávke nepočuli. K tejto vete napíšte do odpoveďového hárka X. Svoje odpovede napíšte na odpoveďový hárok označený piktogramom pero. Teraz máte 2 minúty na prečítanie úloh 14 až 20. Teraz si vypočujte ukážku.
More joy, more space, more freedom and less duties. Learn how to live a happier life by actively taking 2 days off and spend your weekend without any stress. Here are 6 tips to make your weekend happy and active.
Tip number 1. Stand back from your smartphone. Add a signature to your email that says you don't respond after 7 p.m. or on a weekend and switch it off. Choose a timetable that works for you. For example, a technology blackout from Friday night to Saturday night and stick to it strictly. If you work for yourself, following strict rules about when you work and when you don't is even more important. Tip number 2. Connect with people and realize that catching up on Facebook is not the same as actually seeing someone. Research reveals that we are eating together less, organizing fewer parties, and that 1/3 of us has no interaction with our neighbors at all. But we are social beings, and seeing friends face to face makes us feel happy. We need to get off social media, enjoy the conversation, and deepen our relationships. Tip number 3. Giving up your time to do something charitable. Anything from baking cakes for some public event in order to raise money for a good thing, or helping the elderly in your neighborhood might be satisfying. It is true that donating your time for the good of others won't just help you feel good, but according to a recent psychological study, it could make the weekend feel longer. Tip number 4. When it comes to the weekend, everyone wants to relax. And we don't just watch one episode on TV, but a whole series. Doing something active and creative can improve how we feel, leading to a drop in stress hormones. Moreover, we can share new activities with other people and become more inspired. So try something social, like joining a running club where you can connect with other people. Tip number 5. We get it. The house needs cleaning, meals must be cooked, the grass won't mow itself, and if you are a person who cares, you can't just stop caring. But you can do less. Less shopping, less cleaning. In fact, don't make plans, make space instead. Space for the things that make life meaningful. You can do the chores throughout the whole week. Clean one room a day if you must, but not at the weekend. Tip number 6. Admiring beauty, in nature or in culture, is one way to feel as if we have more time at the weekend. Walking in nature makes all troubles and worries seem less important. Listening to music or visiting art galleries can help us feel a sense of calm and belonging. Observing beautiful artwork releases the feel-good chemical in the pleasure center of the brain.
Teraz si vypočujte ukážku ešte raz.
More joy, more space, more freedom and less duties. Learn how to live a happier life by actively taking 2 days off and spend your weekend without any stress. Here are 6 tips to make your weekend happy and active.
Tip number 1. Stand back from your smartphone. Add a signature to your email that says you don't respond after 7 p.m. or on a weekend and switch it off. Choose a timetable that works for you. For example, a technology blackout from Friday night to Saturday night and stick to it strictly. If you work for yourself, following strict rules about when you work and when you don't is even more important. Tip number 2. Connect with people and realize that catching up on Facebook is not the same as actually seeing someone. Research reveals that we are eating together less, organizing fewer parties, and that 1/3 of us has no interaction with our neighbors at all. But we are social beings, and seeing friends face to face makes us feel happy. We need to get off social media, enjoy the conversation, and deepen our relationships. Tip number 3. Giving up your time to do something charitable. Anything from baking cakes for some public event in order to raise money for a good thing, or helping the elderly in your neighborhood might be satisfying. It is true that donating your time for the good of others won't just help you feel good, but according to a recent psychological study, it could make the weekend feel longer. Tip number 4. When it comes to the weekend, everyone wants to relax. And we don't just watch one episode on TV, but a whole series. Doing something active and creative can improve how we feel, leading to a drop in stress hormones. Moreover, we can share new activities with other people and become more inspired. So try something social, like joining a running club where you can connect with other people. Tip number 5. We get it. The house needs cleaning, meals must be cooked, the grass won't mow itself, and if you are a person who cares, you can't just stop caring. But you can do less. Less shopping, less cleaning. In fact, don't make plans. Make space instead. Space for the things that make life meaningful. You can do the chores throughout the whole week. Clean one room a day if you must, but not at the weekend. Tip number 6. Admiring beauty, in nature or in culture, is one way to feel as if we have more time at the weekend. Walking in nature makes all troubles and worries seem less important. Listening to music or visiting art galleries can help us feel a sense of calm and belonging. Observing beautiful artwork releases the feel-good chemical in the pleasure center of the brain.
Teraz máte ešte jednu minútu na dokončenie práce na úlohách 14 až 20. Ukončite prosím prácu na tejto časti testu. Pokračujte prosím v práci na ďalších častiach testu.